Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away. I look to the sky.
That's 38 Special bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out. Hope you use it to your advantage. All those websites, are both of them, will help you. I promise you they will help you. There's nothing else like the Small Business Advocate website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. There's no other website out in the world like that. The information that's there, the content, almost 18 years of records of interviews that I've done with all the smart people you've heard. Many of them have contributed articles that are right there. And if you don't find what you need, when you find something that one of my Brain Trust members have written, a link to their website is right there. So you can go over and hang out with them if you want to. I don't mind. It's okay with me. I want you to get better. I don't care what it takes. That's the reason all the stuff I have is free. It's just for you. And all this work that we do is to help you become a better small business owner, because I believe when small businesses are strong, the world is strong. And, I want to talk about the American dream a little bit. We polled you guys recently in our online poll, one of our recent ones, and we asked you to complete this sentence. I believe the American dream is what? So the first option was, the American dream is alive and well and as viable as ever. 13% of you said that. You chose that one. The American dream is alive and well and viable as ever. 13%. The next option was, the American dream is okay for now, but I'm unsure about its future. 27% chose that one. 27%. And then the third option was, the American dream has diminished as increasingly difficult to achieve. 58%, almost 60% shows that the American dream has diminished and is increasingly difficult to achieve. And 2% said the American dream no longer exists for the middle class. Folks, you got 87% of our respondents who have some level of concern, from either a little bit to lamenting that it doesn't even exist anymore. Only 13% of the American dream think the American dream is alive and well. What's wrong with that picture? Let's break it down a little bit. You know, people, everybody has their own definition of what the American dream is. And you know what? That's what makes America great, isn't it? That's called self-determination, my friends. That's called liberty. It's not freedom. Freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other. Liberty is what the founders made out of freedom when they founded this country, when they framed the Constitution. They took the freedom that we've been given from God, and they turned it into liberty by codifying those things that we have: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right? That's it. That's when that was the birth of liberty, not the birth of freedom. The birth of liberty, and liberty is self-determination. Liberty is being able to go to school or to achieve whatever level of education you want. Liberty is being able to pursue any profession that you want and that you have the ability to pursue. To start a business or to become an employee. To achieve great financial success or not. All those things. That's part of the American dream. Most people consider, though, the icons of the American dream are education, home ownership, and I think business ownership. To me, those are the three. And you could say employment, but people are employed all over the world. But people can't start businesses the way we can start businesses in America. Home ownership is not prevalent around the world the way it is in America. And certainly education isn't either. And so that's the reason why I think those three things are the real icons of the American dream. And so, you know, when you look around, what kind of condition are those three areas in? Education, people can still get an education. In America, I know some of it, it's gotten expensive, but basically you can get an education if you want it. Home ownership, that shouldn't be too hard these days, but the problem is, you know, what has happened to the earnings capacity of the middle class? Because the American dream is nothing if not the middle class, right? I mean, that's a huge part of the American dream. Our middle class, America invented the middle class that we now see proliferating around the world. But the American dream is, and business ownership, you know what? Entrepreneurship is down. I wonder if that's what has created the response that we got. The ability to start a business is not as attractive, apparently, and there are more barriers to starting a business these days, thanks to our government, largely. So I've got more to talk about on the American dream, more to say on the American dream over the next few weeks. I'll be continuing to discuss the future, the current state of the future of the American dream, and you'll be hearing it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back. Got a black
magic woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.